Now we are joined by Schreiber alum Stephen Cranin. Thank you so much, Stephen, for coming on. We're happy you were able to join the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so basically we have a few questions for you, but if you'd like to just give us a short background about, you know, who you are, your connections to Schreiber, and just a little bit of your story, that would be great.
Sure. I was born and raised in Port Washington, went to SUSE and then Weber, and then ended up in Schreiber. Got involved with the radio club, WDOT, in there. And as I graduated, I wanted to go into journalism, so I went to Syracuse University for broadcast journalism at the Newhouse School. Started, you know, going through that track and joined one of the clubs with the radio club and got involved there and slowly but surely made my way up and became the president of one of the college radio stations, Z89. And along the way, got an internship with Elvis Duran on the morning show, broadcast out of Z100, and then ended up here in Philadelphia, where I am the affiliate producer for the morning show, the Elvis Duran show, for Philly at Q102.
Okay. Thank you so much for that story. So just a question for you. So being a Schreiber alum, how did Mr. Claffin being a WDOT DJ, how'd that help you to find a passion for radio?
I didn't really even think about radio before I took the radio class. I mean, it was just something I listened to on my way to school, but other than that, it was just kind of background noise. And Mr. Claff kind of opened my eyes and ears to what radio can be and all the amazing people that radio has kind of housed and, you know, broadcast on the medium. And I just kind of got interested in the medium and all that it has.
Yeah, so so you graduate Schreiber, and you're now, and then you go to Newhouse. So being at Newhouse, how did you begin to focus in on a radio, on radio as a career path rather than a different path in communications?
So one of the classes that we have to take up in Newhouse is radio reporting. So going out into the community and finding stories and reporting it on the radio. And part of the job about that is that it's before we do our television reporting classes so that we can kind of get used to telling stories and interviewing people without having all the equipment that TV has with it. And I realized how cool and how fun just talking to people without all the big bulky equipment that you have to do with TV brings. And along with that, and along with working as the president of one of the college radio stations up there and kind of seeing the back end of things and not just doing the on-air stuff, but making sure that all the rules are being followed and that we're, you know, broadcasting at its best and making sure that there's no issues going on, it really just kind of made me interested in the medium and how it can, you know, how there's so many different roles and places that you can go. And through both of those classes, I've met people who worked in radio full-time as their jobs and learned more about what they were doing, and some of them kind of let me shadow them at their places of work, and I just kind of became more and more addicted to it.
Well, that's awesome. So, you know, you told us that you were still in college. You were had the opportunity to be an intern for Elvis Duran in the morning show. So What was that like, and how did it shape how you see radio, and how were you able to grow as a producer through that internship?
Well, I love that. It's the reason that I'm continuing to do it today. It's my favorite show on the radio, and to work with those people who are just the sweetest, funniest, and kindest people really cemented my path in radio. I got to work helping out with phones, so when people would call for you know, different topics or whatever, I'd be helping out with trying to find the best callers to take on the air. And so we're moving through really quickly. There's a lot of lines of callers, and we're just trying to find the best ones that, you know, Elvis can talk to live on the radio. And that was just so much fun because every day was a different topic and there was different callers, and, you know, you just had to be on your game the entire time. And, you know, learning about how to interact with listeners and how to do morning radio, which is what I really, really love doing, from the best in the game, was fantastic and just taught me so much about not only about radio but just about working and life in general.
Yeah, so you finished your internship with Elvis Duran, and now and now you're the affiliate producer for him. So do you prefer the behind the scenes as being a producer, or do you prefer being on air?
I like both. I like behind the scenes because you have the ability to affect what's going on the air. You're kind of in charge of making sure that the on-air product is actually good and that, you know, you're able to kind of come up with ideas that you can talk about on the air. But being on the air is also a really fun and fantastic part of radio, where you're able to connect and listen to what people have to say, and you get to kind of drive the ship in a way. And on top of all of that, especially in radio today, you kind of have to like both, because a lot of places, you're the producer and you're on air. It's not one or the other anymore. So if you don't like one but you like the other, it's going to be hard to make it in radio in general.
Right. That definitely seems something that would be true. So just going into your, you know, daily routine or weekly routine, what would you say is the most tedious or difficult part of your job that really is just something that you almost, I guess you could say, dread as... And then we'll get into the best part of your job after that, obviously.
I think one of the most tedious parts is making sure that all the music sounds good. So we use a system to program the music. It's kind of like a big, big kind of computerized iPhone where it has its own playlist. And one of my jobs is to make sure that the different pauses, you know how like if you go from one song to another, there might be a few seconds that are just kind of quiet. My job is to kind of minimize that as much as possible. So, you know, going through that day in and day out can sometimes be a little tedious, especially because it's a lot of the same songs that I'm working with. So I know all the songs and their endings and their beginnings very well at this point. But at the same point, it's kind of fun because when you're listening back to it, you can say, oh, I had a hand in creating the sound of the station with that stuff.
Yeah, so obviously there's going to be some tedious parts of your job, but with radio, there's a lot of satisfying parts of your job. What are some of those satisfying parts of your job that you look forward to every day?
The best part of my job is listener interaction, and I think you should ask anybody who works in radio and they'll say the same thing. It's when you can interact with listeners, whether it's on the phone, whether it's on the air, or whether it's online through social media, and talk with them and, you know, almost kind of hang out with them in a way. That's the coolest thing ever because you're their friend, and it's something that no other medium really has where you're creating a kind of a friendship with them. You're catching them at when they're most vulnerable, when they're alone in their car or listening, you know, with their ear pods on, and to kind of be like, hey, you know, I'm here for you, you're here for me, is a really, really, really cool thing. So I love it when I'm able to just kind of talk with people and hear what they have to say. And, you know, they're listening to the same show I'm listening to and how they're interacting and everything.
Yeah, so you're still pretty young. Where do you see your career going forward from here? Do you see yourself staying in production, going on air, even changing career paths?
I'd love to stay in radio. I'm seeing myself here for a little bit. I love what I'm doing, and I love Philadelphia, where I'm working. But what I found is you can kind of create a here's what I want to do in 5 years, but some of it is outside your control, and some of it will kind of just pop up on its own, and you'll kind of go through doors you didn't necessarily know you wanted to. I mean, that's how I got into radio in the first place. So I'm hoping to continue to be a producer and do some more kind of on-air work as well. But 5 years down the line, who knows? I'm hoping it's as good as it is right now.
Definitely. So just to kind of wrap up, you know, what type of advice, if you could, would you give to someone like a young high school DJ in this WDOT program on pursuing a career in radio? You know, someone like us, how could we follow in your footsteps?
I would say the most important thing is to listen to the radio, listen to who's on and the personalities, and figure out what they're doing and why they're doing it. But beyond that, I would say just get involved. Everybody here at this station and at all the stations I've worked for seem to have been either interns or they know somebody at a previous internship who was able to, you know, get them connected. It's a very, very, very small world in radio. So if you're able to show that you're interested, you care, that you're in it because you love what you're doing and you're not necessarily in it for the, you know, big bucks or anything like that, you're going to be able to make it. It's part of it is just showing up, and part of it is having a can-do attitude, especially in the beginning, and not saying no to anything that you think might be beneath you or whatever. You just kind of, I did the promotions route. I was a promotions assistant and, you know, was out in at 11, 12, 1 in the morning, you know, for the radio station. And I, you know, now wake up at 4:30 in the morning for the radio station. So it's just, it's all about, you know, what can you do? What, how can you help the station and be a part of the team?
Yeah, that's great advice. And for us, obviously, both being in high school, maybe that career in radio is something we'd both love to go into. But, I mean, thank you so much for coming on today. I know you have a really busy schedule, and just taking some of your time to talk to people like us in Schreiber, we really appreciate it.
Of course, my pleasure.